The president's climate change initiative, known as the Clean Power Plan, aims to cut CO2 emissions from existing power plants by about a third over the next 15 years. Governor Scott Walker has been promising that Wisconsin would be a part of a multi-state lawsuit against the rule, and yesterday in Milwaukee, Walker didn't hesitate to repeat himself.
Are you still going to sue on that?
Yes, it's a costly power plant that will cost tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs in the state, and we'll see upwards to close to 20% potential increases for ratepayers in the state. It's a costly power plant.
Walker even calls it a radical plan by the U.S. EPA, a characterization the Environmental Protection Agency says isn't true.
This year, the theme is air and energy, the path ahead for U.S. states.
Last week, UW-Madison professor Tracy Holloway welcomed hundreds of people to an annual energy summit. Carbon emissions and climate change were at the top of the agenda, and EPA Midwest Administrator Susan Hedman delivered the keynote speech. Hedman addressed the cost of clean power.
Clean power implementation plans will produce environmental and health benefits that far outweigh compliance costs.
In other words, Hedman says slowing down global warming would likely bring fewer costly storms and heat waves. She also says if power plants are cleaner, not as many people would have lung problems. Hedman says states can develop the implementation plans along three major existing building blocks, getting coal or oil-fired power plants to become more efficient, more plants can convert to cleaner-burning natural gas, and states can also help push renewable energy and energy efficiency. But well before next September, when Wisconsin and other states would have to file an implementation plan or request a two-year extension, the 24-state lawsuit filed today hopes to stop the rule. Madison attorney Todd Palmer has represented electric utilities and says the EPA has exceeded its authority.
The utility industry has dealt with a variety of Clean Air Act initiatives clearly authorized under the Clean Air Act. At no point that I'm aware of did this clean power plant idea 111D enter into that equation or be factored into the emission reductions that are demanded under those programs.
The Wisconsin Justice Department says states would have to regulate coal-fired power plants even though the EPA already does so, causing double regulation. State Attorney General Brad Schimmel also says states would have to restructure their electric grids and effectively require an illegal cap-and-trade program to bring down overall carbon emissions. Lawyers for green groups are ready to help the EPA defend the Clean Power Plan. Sean Donahue represents the Environmental Defense Fund. He says the federal rule does follow the Clean Air Act by prompting more of what utilities do now.
If you're one coal plant, you might reduce your emissions by purchasing a wind farm or a solar installation, still producing just as much power, but through a different mix of resources. Or you might invest in a natural gas plant, lower emitting.
We Energies has been converting this coal-fired power plant near downtown Milwaukee to natural gas, but the company is still hoping a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. slows down the clean power plan. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.